Rechista comes along and he tells us, I could pass all the gittin in the world. Now obviously, he doesn't mean that the gittin are all puzzle. He means he has a hara on the way gittin are given. Amalei Rava my time. Let's see. Well, what did he mean? Ilei mamishim dikstir v'kasav. If the psul is because it says v'kasav, ahacha ihi kakas falei. The minig was that she would write. No, she wouldn't write. Rashi says she would take the sofer for the writing of the get. So what's wrong with that? So Rashi doesn't explain. Rashi doesn't explain. Rashi says, Elaima, because she gives money to the cipher, that's why it's possible. Why is that possible? What's wrong if a lady gives money to a cipher? So Rashi doesn't explain. Taisis Achav Beis Amid Beis has two pshatim in our Gemara. And what? Right. What's the wrong? She's paying the cipher, therefore what? Because that means that what? He has to write it, and now she pays, so what's wrong with that? As the Tosis first pshat is that Vakasav goes on the Baal, that the Baal really is the one who has to write again. And when a cipher writes, it's always al shliach of the Baal, which we had in the Tosfos in the first Herak. That whenever the cipher writes, he writes out the shliach of the Baal. V'hacha I kakasan, she's giving the money for it. So what's the problem if she's giving the money? That's what Tosfos says, that's the problem. She's giving money, he's supposed to write it. I don't understand, if she's giving the money, why can't the cipher still write it, a die to the Baal? She wants, she could stop it, but why would she want to stop it? She's interested in it again.
But that doesn't matter whether she wants it or not. The point is, who's in charge here? If it's the shliach of the Baal, so that he's in charge, he can tell the cipher to continue or not. She's in charge.
They're both in charge. He tells the cipher, you're my shliach. If he wants, he could say, no, you're not my shliach. It'll be possible.
Or
he could say, you are my shliach. But it's in his hand and in her hand. So she's funding it and he's the shliach.
Is that cold in a person's hand and someone else can stop?
Who says it has to be in his hand so somebody else shouldn't be able to stop it? I make a shliach, the shliach could stop anytime. Anytime I make a shliach, the shliach wants, he could stop it. But if he doesn't want, if he continues, he's my shliach. Why should that be a problem? Someone else could not pay him. If the shliach wants to stop, he'll stop. If he wants to continue, he'll continue. Rav Nochem writes that the Rav Chaim Shmulevitz told him pshat is that a cipher, he can't help it. If one person is paying, the cipher's das is always on the person who pays. That's the nature of a person. Even though in din you're supposed to think that you're shliach of the other person, of the Baal, but since the woman is paying, so it's human nature is that you have in mind the one who's giving you the money. That's how he says pshat. I had a problem with that pshat because then what's the Gemara's teretz? Gemara's teretz is yeah, hefka bez and hefka. Gemara's teretz is that Moshna Gemara Dilma Knuyak Nele Rabbana, some type of hefka bez and hefka. That Bezdin made that it's Kibbutz, the husband gave the money. So I don't understand. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz's whole Varat is that Pshat Nakasha was that the cipher is getting the money from her, so his mind is on her. So now they're saying, Lam dis Hefka Bezdin Hefker, and therefore his mind is not on her. But you have to say Hefka Bezdin Hefker. You could say the halach is you have to be a Shlech Rabbah. If you go by what it feels like she's giving the money. It's a little bit hard to understand.
Even if he feels he's the shliach of the Isha, he can see if this is the shliach of the Baal, he can't just start about that.
You're right. It's very hard to understand why is that a shliach of the Baal. And so go to Taisa second shot, which is easier. Taisa second shot is we had this klal already a number of times that by every shtar kinyan, the paper of the shtar, the guf hashtar, has to belong to the baal hashtar, to the person who's the giver of the shtar. And it has to be his by every shtar kinyan. We said a shtar raya doesn't matter. A shtar kinyan has to belong, the guf hashtar has to belong to the person. That's why by a get, the first thing they do, they say they're a gittin, is they go over to the husband and they give him, usually in a bag or in a briefcase, all of the ink and the pen and the cloth, and he picks it up and he's kind it. It should be his. And then they write the get using that pen and the whole thing. So that it should be his, because the shtar kinyan has to belong to the person giving, to the baal shtar. All right, so the kasha for me could be yeah, could be not, but this is for sure the shtar has to belong to the baal, right? That was I mentioned to you once. The ktsais is misupik of a shtar ksuba. It's only a shtar raya, or if it's also a shtar kinyan. When a chassan gives under the kala, under the chuppah, gives his kala a ksuba, is that a shtar kinyan? It's a shtar eschaivus. It's just a shtar raya to a eschaivus which exists anyway. Nafkamina is if the ksuba has to belong to the chassan. If the ksuba itself has to, last Thursday night, by when Noach Stern got married. So last Thursday night was a very hard ksuba because you had to fit the date, usually very easy, right? Right. Usually you write Shemini Yom L'Chodesh Adar or Adar Shrishan. So last Thursday night, it was what you had to fill into that line. It was you had to fill in Yom Shloishim L'Chodesh Adar Harishan Shehu Rosh Chodesh Adar Hasheni. That's what I had to fit. Didn't fit in the line. So I asked the caterer if he had any ksubas laying around. So he had some ksubas laying around. So I found one that had a long line. We used it. So I asked the caterer to be makne to the chassan. Because the ktsais has a tzad. It's probably not the ikr la'alacha, but there's a tzad in the ktsais. The shtar ksuv is a shtar kinyan. The shtar kinyan has to belong to the baal hashtar. So therefore, the ksuv has to belong to the baal hashtar, to the chassan. So zok taisvis, that's pshat na'adimar. Iu ka'i ka'kasvala is pshat, that the shtar has to belong to the chassan, to the husband. The get has to belong to the husband. If she's the one funding it, she's paying for it, then it's hers. So it's fair. So this is Taisa's second shot in the Gemara, which is a little easier. Stum, you learn Pashm Shat, I think you've learned that way. That shot in the Gemara is that the guf haget has to belong to the husband. And for the Gemara, that... So Rashi says, because of Hefka Bezen Hefka. What does that mean? That the Rabbana made a takana that every get should belong to the husband. So I have two kashas on Rashi. I don't know an answer to either one. I've been thinking that maybe one would somehow answer the other, but it doesn't work out too well. The first kasha I had, which I saw in the Berachas Avraham, is that there's an old klal by Hefka Bezdin Hefker that Hefka Bezdin Hefker is only a kayach and bezdin to be mafkir things, to take things away from a person. But Hefka Bezdin Hefker doesn't give things to a different person. In other words, Hefka Bezdin Hefker could say that something I have is now Hefker. It now belongs to nobody. That they could do. But Hefka Bezdin Hefker, it's Hefker. It doesn't give things. It doesn't award things to someone. So Rashi says here, Al Tefka Bezn Hefker, it works, which I'm going to say the way we're learning the Gemara, the shtar has to belong to the Baal. Al Tefka Bezn Hefker belongs to the Baal. What do you mean Al Tefka Bezn Hefker belongs to the Baal? Hefker Bezn Hefker only makes it Hefker. So how do you award it to the Baal? What? All right, so the question is, like those Rishayim, hold on the clock. I think you... Oh, so how are they going to look pshat? You've seen another pshat in the Gemara?
Rabbi Yashik learned that, said that Rashi doesn't go on the silver, so you can't say Pshat and Rashi. They said that there's a Rashi that has to go on a piece of paper, and the husband first picks up the piece of paper before he gives it to the woman. So
he has a mind to be kainah.
So he's kainah.
He has a mind to be kainah. So when the husband will pick it up, he'll have a mind to be kainah. Okay. As you have to say that when the husband picks up the get, he has a mind to be kainah. Dilma actually, act like what?
Once he's picking it up, he can be kainah for her.
Once he's picking it up, he can be kainah for her. So what's the assumption? She doesn't want to be makna. Why wouldn't she want to be makna? Well, maybe she doesn't know. So he also doesn't know. It's a good question. The second question I had, which maybe somehow we could use to answer the first, the second cash I had was from a rush we had last year in Kedushin. The rush said, it was a long rush, uncharacteristically long. He said he's been at Chasanis, and he sees that they borrow the rings. The Chasan very often doesn't have the ring. I don't know why he doesn't have a ring. So, they borrow rings from people there, and they use the ring for the kedushin. Borrowed rings. So the Rosh says, how could they do such a thing? A ring, you have to give it to the kala. You have to give it, it has to be the chasen's, you have to give it to the kala, it should be hers. So how could they use a borrowed ring? And they say, b'losha she'ila, they even say a'losha that they're borrowing. So he writes, brings some rishayim who hold that all these chasen's are taka no good. The Rosh says, a chiddush. The Rosh says, that when you go over to someone and you tell them, I need this ring for a kedushin, when they give it to you, they're giving it to you that it should be good for kedushin. Whatever that takes, whatever it takes, if it takes that you're kainit, you're kainit. Even if they say Lashon Shiloh. Whatever it takes that it should be good for kedushin, that's the way they're giving it to you. The Rosh said, even if they don't know the din, even if they don't know the halacha, they don't know that the ring has to, let's say, belong to the chasen. They think a borrowed one is good. FLPK, since it's klar, they're giving it in order to tuaifa kedushin. So it's automatic that when you give something, it's automatic that you're giving it that the person should be able to be yaitza. And it's automatic that when the person takes it, he's taking it to be yaitza. And he said the same thing by a talus. Let's say someone comes into shul and he borrows someone else's talus. The talus she'ulas, but someone else's talus, you can't make a bracha. Talus has to be, it has to be k'suscha, it has to be your beggar. So how are you yaitza, you borrow someone else's talus? So it says the same thing, and this is brought down in halacha, that if you borrow a talus from somebody, he gives it to you to use for a mitzvah. He wants to give it to you, whatever the Rabbi Shalom wants, that you should be able to be yaitza the mitzvah, that's what I'm giving it to you. And I'm giving it, I'll die to Shulchan Aruch. Whatever Shulchan Aruch says I need to do, I'm doing. Even though the person lending is not even aware that there's a halacha that a talus has to belong to a person. But since he's giving it in a way that it should work, I'll be din. So therefore, it's automatically an assumption. It's not even an assumption on his das. It's an assumption on his haskama that he means it. That however it works, he's giving it to you. He knows why he's giving it to you. He's giving it to you to put on for a tzitzis. So he wants that you should be yaitza the mitzvah. So it's an automatic thing. It's a chiddush in the Rosh. So the Rosh's lashon was a little confused. The Rosh seemed to say that we teach that it's a matona manas lahasa, which works. Well, it does work because if the Rosh explains, if the hanah of the kishut until is it worth a pruta, then it's good. The Rosh is very unclear. He said that at one point, and then later he seemed to backtrack from it. So we weren't sure what his maskana was. But this nekuda, he said klar, that when you borrow a talus or you borrow a ring, and you tell the person you're borrowing it for the mitzvah, then it's automatically included in the intention that it should work, whatever it takes to work, up he did.
Dafka
mitzvah, you mean lafuke?
If someone falls on money, he pays something.
You mean kinyan mayil, kinyan mayil? Well, we're talking where they did a ma'aseh kinyan. Question is, why is he being makna? Is it a she'ilah? Is it a matana? I don't know, you want to compare it to Kenya Mile, Kenya Shana Mile, or
what?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm saying certainly that. The... Well, let me just finish. So therefore, this Rosh, which L'chaira we passed in like, L'chaira, what's Pshat in this Gemara? What's the problem with the get? The get, the woman gives the money, so Tosfos learns, the Pshat is, the paper doesn't belong to the husband. But look, why are they here? They're here to do a get. Assuming the woman's paying, she wants the get, the husband wants the get, the seifel money, everybody's interested in the get. So why don't we say the very same thing? That if you're giving the man the get, you're handing it to him to give to her, you're doing it adaita, whatever halacha requires. Why is a get any different than a ring? If when you say give him the ring, which the ring, it's even more mistaba, the lady who gave it wants it. And there we say, no, you need to do whatever the Shulchan Aruch requires, it should work. So why don't you say the same thing by a get? The woman writes the get, the paper is hers. But when she gives it to the husband, or the seifer gives it to the husband, so the husband can do a get, so it's Avdas Kain, it's automatically Avdas Kain. Whatever Shulchan Aruch requires, that it should be given. What? I'm talking the way Tosfos learns in Tosfos Second Shad, which is the way we're learning now. That it's a din in the Nayar, the din in the paper. It's not the Kosav. Tosfos there says, Kilu would say, the Kosav and Nasa. That means that the paper has to be his. And, no, it's a good kasha. Yeah. Well, I see anybody who asked the kasha, so I haven't looked at Kedusha to see if the Rosh says anything about getting here. Rashi maybe doesn't hold like the Rosh. He's not going with the only good Anaya. So what about... So what? So you say maybe in Rachinami, that's Pshat and Gemara's Teretz. Maybe... So what? So the Rosh learned the Kasha differently? I think just about all the whoever I look talks about Hefka Bez and Hefka here in the Teretz. L'chaira, according to the Rosh, you don't need Hefka Bez and Hefka. Right, that's why she pays. Well, you see, after the Tekhana Sagunas, and after she pays the cipher, and after the cipher writes it, and now we're getting ready to do the get, and we give the get to the husband, he should give it. At that moment, all right. She's happy, she's not happy, she has to pay, whatever happened. But at that moment, she wants the get. The Karas HaGunas means she wants it. So if she wants it, why shouldn't I assume she gives it all to us? Unless you'll be mechalik between a mitzvah, Kedushin's a mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah, and Tzitzis is a mitzvah, and giving a get, maybe it's not a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to give a get. Huh? It's a mitzvah that if you want to be megaris, you should do it again. It's a mitzvah to get a get. So it's something she wants. That doesn't make it a mitzvah. In other words, it's just something she wants. If it's something people want, so then the Rosh didn't say it's chiddush. The Rosh said it's chiddush. But it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Since she wants to be separate from him, therefore it is a mitzvah. Because the Rosh is such a big chiddush, it's enough to say by mitzvah, and that's understandable.
There's no mitzvah to mechalik because it's a mitzvah. If it's only my dad and the nice, it's a nice to say what it's a mitzvah.
I don't mind to give it a mitzvah, and then my kids will get. But I don't think, because the mitzvah now I have my dad. There's no reason to say it's probably a mitzvah. Alright, so if the mitzvah is no good, tell me a different teretz. Tell me a teretz. I think it's a shtaka kasha. I don't know why nobody asked it. The Yeshua says 3-4 pages on this and he doesn't say a word about it.
He still has to do a nice kingdom when she gives it to him.
Well, he by definition, he picks up the get to give the get. I mean,
so he didn't make a nice kingdom.
He didn't have a mind kinyan. But the whole chiddush of the Rosh is that you don't have to have a mind kinyan. If it's for a mitzvah, it's automatic. Yeah, the Rosh is talking about a chassan that doesn't know the halacha either. He's not after talking about the giving. All right, so Gemara says that that's all the gittin in the world, that's the case. That's the case of Chulin Musa Kuli Giti. So he's going to. He's talking the case that what?
So I'm saying the Gemara's test doesn't help in the case of the Seifa.
The Gemara's test does not help. I think it only helps. So what you were saying, I think you were saying, my Teretz doesn't help with the Seifa's device. Okay. Okay. See, the Hefka Bez Mefka Dafka in the case of the Seifa's device, which is not the usual case. Okay, at any rate, these are the two difficulties I had with the Gemara. Let's see what the Gemara goes on. Elam Mishum Diksiv in Asan, V'achala Yav Lamidi. What's Pshat? Again, Rashi here is very, very bekitzer. Ela, it says Vinas, has to be worth a pruta. V'achala Yav Lamidi, what does that mean? Why is it worth a pruta? Why is it worth a pruta? Elam Mishum Diksiv in Asan. Here he's coming, Rav Chista is saying, I can pass every get in the world. Why? Because the get's not worth a pruta. So it's not worth a pruta, it's not a Baron Asina. How do you know a get's not worth a pruta?
It's a
piece of paper. Paper's not worth a pruta. So I'm guessing that that's Pshat of the Gemara. The Gemara means that a piece of paper, even if the paper, it would be worth a pruta. Today, I don't know if they are. But you know, if it was worth a paper. If you have a piece of paper that has written on it a get with this person's name, does it have any value?
It
has no value. But value always goes by Shah Shuk. We always shots up the value of something by what it's worth in the Shuk. So the Shah Shuk is nothing.
How much would someone pay for
it? I once asked you if a picture of your Zayda has a Sharashuk. I don't mean you, I mean anybody. Somebody has the last picture of his great great grandfather, the last picture in the world. Someone else burns it. How much does he have to pay? How much that picture would be worth in the market? So unless your great great grandfather is the Chafetz Chaim, it's not worth anything.
It's a picture of every person's great grandfather. How much they would pay for?
That's not what you. I don't think that's. I don't think it's that. I think you only have to shot shook of the thing you destroyed. So get. I assume it means that the get, the Kulagita get has no shara shook. Once it's written with a person's name, what shara doesn't have? What value doesn't have? I think the Peshua learns that it means those gittin that are written on Olah Shel Zayis that are written on things that are cheap, and then he says it's a daichik because he says the Cholim Sina Kula Gita, Kula Gita was written down. Now, the Gemara Dilma, the Sinas get, Teida, Shalchum Yitam, Kaswa Yisrael, and Akash. He says, no, maybe it's enough in the Sina. So the way. What's Taich the Sina? So Taisvis Dilma the Sina's Getu, the Khen Shalaf Ishnale, the Nasan Larie, Lai Dina Shabakuti. Avakatik Sivin Nasan. So what's our Gemara saying? That the definition of Vinosan is not a Lamdisha definition. You can learn Vinosan two ways. You can learn Vinosan means your Makna, you do a Hakna, you do a Halachadik in the Sina. Or you can Taich Vinosan that you do a physical Nasina. So if it's not worth a pruta, in Achinami there's no lamdish in the sina. So how you can be maknet? So it's less than a pruta. But if vinasan means you give, you physically give, then it makes sense. Vinasan, you can physically give. So this is the way I would understand this Gemara, especially that we're going to get to Rabbi Blum in a minute, who learned that that's taich vinasan. This would be a makar. What's taich vinasan? Nasan means a physical giving. That's all. All the Torah requires is a physical giving. It's worth, it's not worth. You see, Yisurei Anah kosher. So what does that mean? Yisurei Anah is worth zero. And it's still kosher. So, Al-Karchach. The Vinasa means that you give. You have to do a physical Masina. If you do a physical Masina, then that's adequate. And Mestama, that's the simplest way to learn the Gemara. Certainly, like Taisvis, who brings other examples. Vinasa, Chitachas, Peteres, Sakri. By truma, it says titein lai in the one chita patterns. So we see that giving less than a pruta, even though in lamdis you can dingzach if it has a din of a nesina, but in physical nesina, that there is a physical nesina. So Tesis compares it to chalipin. V'shalaf ish na'alai is chalipin. You give someone a handkerchief, you give someone a pen, and shaykh for the pen, he's makna, whatever it is to you, or you give somebody a machlif, you give him one animal, and he gives you another animal, he's makna you another animal. That's chalipin. So chalipe sudar, v'shalof ishnala, is enough, even if it's not a shavaputa. Why? Because that's the taich v'nasa. That's the taich. There is a bit of a problem with this Gemara, because the halacha, especially the way Taisus learns it, that by chalipin, pachis mishava pruta is good. Taka, pachis mishava pruta is good by chalipin. But isurei hanoah are not good. Isurei hanoah are not good by chalipin. So the question then is, if isurei hanoah are not good by chalipin, so I thought you need v'nosan. I thought you just need a physical giving. So why is the chalipin, it's good, it's no good isurei hanoah, it says v'nosan. So why kedushin is good isurei hanoah, it says v'nosan?
Chalipin, you know how to do it, or it doesn't work?
It doesn't work. So the kasha is, what's the difference, one and the other? So davnei b'luim. In Kuf Lamed Tes Yud Gimel explains that there's a big difference between chalipin and get. And this is Davni Blum's side, the Tzaisi's side. That by chalipin you have to be makna something. I'm giving you the pen and you're makna to me your whatever it is. I give you a shar and you give me a chamar. By chalipin I'm makna something to you, in exchange you're makna to me. The nesina has to be a hakno, has to be a transfer of ownership. Transfer of ownership by less than a pruta is good enough. That's the chiddush of v'nasa. By isurei hanoah, where it's not shayach ownership, according to Bnei Yishayim, isurei hanoah, you can't own isurei hanoah. It's not worth less than a pruta. It's worth zero. Isurei hanoah have zero value. So isurei hanoah, it's not shayach to do chalipin because you can't do a kinyan on it, on isurei hanoah. So therefore, by chalipin, it's not in the nesina, but the nesina has to transfer ownership. Hey, yais, less than a pruta, you could transfer ownership, fine. But a isurei hanoah, you can't transfer ownership. The Rashba, we had a Rashba on Pesachim that said you can't own isurei hanoah. Right? Shnei devarim ainu b'shus hashaladam, chametz b'pesach. Why is chametz not in your rishus? You went a week before Pesach and you're paying a lot of money for it. So why is it ainu b'shus hashaladam on Pesach? Zakta Rashba, because once it's Yisurei Anah, you can't own it. What do you own? If something has zero value, you can't own it. So therefore, by Chalipin, it doesn't work. Then the Kasha comes, how does it work by giving? If you can't own Yisurei Anah, how do you give a get to an Isha? It's not shy, you have to be Maknitar. The answer is, Zakta Chiddush of the Tzais, of the Avni Bluin, that get does not need haknah. All get needs is a maisa nesina. V'nasa, all you need is to give. And once you give, that's the oiftu of a get. That's the chalaisa get. The Amnimulam answers a number of kashas with this aside. That by a get, all you need is a maisa nesina. The ikr, three ikar kashas. One is this kasha. How could you give Yisurei Hanoah by a get? It's not shayach hakinyan by Yisurei Hanoah. The second is the one we spoke at earlier this year. How does it work? Gita v'yadai bon ka'achas. Now we have this idea that kol ma shakana eved kana rabbi, kol ma shakana isha kana bai. And yet we can give a shtash shikra to an eved. Or we could give a get to an isha. How could that work? How does that work? It's when you're giving the shtar to the isha, it's tied to yours. Because kol mashakon isha kana baila, or even more chamer by an eved zichad. Yad eved is kiyad rabbi. So when I put it in his hand, it's like I'm giving it to myself. So we have this rule kita v'yadei bo ka'achas. So the way we normally learn, and the truth is, those who disagree with Avnei Blum do learn. What's Gita V'yadei Bo Ka'achas? We call it, we use the word magic. It's like a magic thing. The Torah is geyser that it comes together. Is it logical? No. No logic to it. You have an eved. Everything that falls into his hand belongs to his Zav. So you give a get to him. How does it become not his Zav? Torah said that's the way it works. Svara, it's not totally a Svara. There's a cause. Torah said there's such a thing as a get, there's a get. So if Davni Malun, no, that's not Pshat Gita V'yad Ibn Kachas. Pshat and Gita V'yad Ibn Kachas, I call Masha Kana Evet Kana Adai. The answer is that all you need for a get, say you get Shechur, say you get Isha, all you need is a Nesina. All you need is a physical Nesina, V'nasa B'yadah. As long as you put it in the hand, it's good. So then, Mimela, once you put it in his hand, he becomes freed, or in the case of Anisha, she becomes Megureshes. And then Mimela, she could own it afterwards. She could have Bailas in it afterwards. But what's piled the get is the Nesina. It's the mice in the Nesina alone. And the mice in the Nesina there's no chesaron that the Yarevet had. Rabbi, it doesn't matter. A maisa is a maisa in the sea. So that's the second inyan that the Avnim Lohan wants the two eyes. And the third, which he mentions here in the Avnim Lohan, in Kuflavites Yugimel, the Ketzais, where he writes the same thing in Simin Reish, Sivkot and Hay, here it's a Zika focus. He says, the halacha is that you can sell an Eved Kanani with a Shtar Kinyan. If I say, I own Eved Kanani, I want to sell him to you, I do a Kinyan Shtar. It's one of the Kinyanim for an Eved Kanani. So, Frechta Ketzos. If I go to free an Eved, I'm writing him a Shtar Shechur. So we all know it has to be written Lishma. Right? We makish get Isha to get Shechur. And just like you get Isha has to be written Lishma, a get Shechur has to be written Lishma, which means, if it's not written Lishma, and I give this get to my Eved, he doesn't go free. Frektik Tzais, if I have a get Shechur, that's not written Lishma, so tak, it doesn't work out, get Shechur. Let it work out, get Shtar Kinyan. Why can't it work that I'm giving him the Eved, so let's say it doesn't work, it's not a Shtar Shechur, it's not Lishma. But it should work out Shtar Kinyan. I can be makna an Eved to anybody. With a Shtar Kinyan, which doesn't need Lishma. So let me be makta him to himself also, with a Shtar Kinyan that doesn't need Lishma.
Yeah,
what's
so
wrong?
What was
that what? Stiper Batek the Stiper Batek Tzai, the Stiper I think. Yeah, for sure. Adaf Ches, I think. The answer is, Zaktik Tzai, very poshit. A Shtar Kinyan, a Shtar Kinyan, you can't give an Eved a Shtar Kinyan. Kol Masha Kana Eved Kana Baal. If you give a Shtar Kinyan to the Eved, that has to work with Kinyan. So then, once the Eved gets it, it belongs to the Baal. So Vaita, it doesn't work. Only a Shtar Shechur, which only needs a Nesina, it's shy to give an Eved. Shtar Shechur, which works with Nesina, you can give an Eved. Shtar Kinyan of the Eved himself, you can't give to the Eved. Because Koma is whatever comes into his hand, it's like came to his other hand. Koma should never kind of bow it, and the whole thing is not shy. Shtakin doesn't have it. You're right. Well, you can answer with the same mahalof even without it. Okay. But anyway, the Ketzais, with his hezba, certainly. He's masbidis, and the truth is that what forces him is a very simple thing. If you learn, not like the Ketzais. By the way, there's a Rebbe Chana in the Chevet Beis who says that the Avnei Mulon, the Ketzais, is a big chiddush, and if not, he has a few kashas on it. Yachol came on the Ketzais. But this is the chiddush of the Ketzais in Avnei Mulon, that all get needs is in the Sima. His raya to it is, because a get you could give Bal Karcha. You can give a woman a get against her will. Kinyanim you can't do against the person's will. You can't force someone to be kind to something. So how could you ever give a get if you hold and need a kinyan? How could you ever give a get to an isha bal karcha? There's no such thing as a kinyan bal karcha. You can't be back to something to someone bal karcha. Alamai, that's the size of Aita Raya. That get doesn't need hakna. Get needs nesina. That's all it needs. That's the... This is the mahalach of the of the Ktzayis Tavni Veluim, and it explains the scene, that explains Yisuri Hamra. The question that someone asked is a good question, that if so, what's the expression Gitay V'yadei Bankecha? Like, the kash is, how can you give a shtar to an Eved? I come, I shall never come a rabbi. Teretz is Gitay V'yadei Bankecha. Shilachar shouldn't say that. Chayr should say Bino V'nesina V'ika. The expression Gitay V'yadei Bankecha needs a little fixing according to the Ktzayis, no? But the expression Gitay V'yadei Bankecha. What? So this is the way I would understand it, that Lemaisa, after the Nesina, the Nayar does become hers. We're going to have lighter, you need the Nayar, the paper should be hers. So first is Lemaisa Nesina. And through that, she becomes Bugureshes. And maybe the king, the paper does belong to her. Question, how the paper could belong to her later, how does that work? What? Okay, so that is Teretz. Okay, we'll get to that kasha. How it works by Syria? No, in a minute. But this is, anyway, this is the Ktzayis Ne'avim Eluim, and okay, we're going to, I just did, first of all, there are two other Nekudis about Syria. No, first of all, the question that you might ask, Yisuri Hanah, how could you do Yisuri Hanah? You're having Hanah? How can you write a get on Yisuri Hanah? You're having Hanah? How can you write such a get? So it's a Tosfos on Chaf Amud Beis. We're going to talk about a get that's written through tattooing. So Tosfos, Ksavis Karka, the end of Tosfos says, refers back to our Gemara. He says, Amina La'el. Kasei Yisuri Hanah Kasher Afa Gavda Asur Lichtayv Da Mishanya Yisuri Hanah. Tosfos says it doesn't mean in Agamara that you're allowed to do it L'chadchila. Agamara only means that if you did it, it's a good get, but you're not allowed to do it. You're having Hanah. So Avada, that the Kuda that you're having Hanah is a Gemara doesn't mean to say it's mutter.
You still
Yisuri Hanah? What?
You still Yisuri Hanah?
If you steal a Yisuri Hanah, you're not a Gezeil. That's worth nothing. So it's not shaykh. That's how the answer why Rachel was allowed to steal the truffle from Lavan. Shmuel Yaakov says, because the Avodah Zarah is Yisuri Hanah, the old Yiv B'nai Nayach, it has no value. So you're allowed to steal it. There's another kasha here which the Ran and the Ritva ask. There's a concept known as Ketusei Mechteshira. Ketusei Mechteshira means if you have a lulav from an Irani Dachas, and a person is going to use the lulav on Sukkis, is he Yaitza? So the Gemara says that you're not Yaitza because it's Oymid L'Sreifa. The Gemara is actually talking about lulav and Asherah, Asherah Demosha. But you're in Nidachas or in Asherah, and it's Oymid, it has to be destroyed. It's Yisuri Hanah, it has to be destroyed. And since it has to be destroyed, Ketusei Mechta Shira. The Shir is knocked down, like it's broken up. And since it's Ketusei Mechta Shira, it's like it's burnt, and you can't be Yitzah with it. You can't be Yitzah Lulav with it. You can't be Yitzah Esher with it. But that's the Gemara says. So the Ran says, what about a get? Of Yisuri Hanah. Why don't you say Ketusei Mechteshira? It's like the get is burnt. It's no get. And for Tehran, what would your answer? The answer is a get doesn't have a shear. There's no shear for a get. No size. If you can fit a get on anything that's legible, it's fine. There's no din that it needs a shear. It needs a shear because you have to fit the words in. But there's no halacha that it needs a shear. So since it doesn't need a shear, there's no din of Ketusei Mechteshira. So if it doesn't need a shear, it doesn't need a shear. So Ketusei Mechteshira. As he says, Ketusei Mechteshira doesn't mean it's not here. It means it's missing in the shear.
What's called
Ketusei Mechteshira? So Hitaka said, there's a man, the Amar, Rav Shimon, called Ketusei Mechteshira, the Ran speaks it out. If you hold like Rav Shimon, the kolay the lisukas sarif davi, it's like it's not here, the tackle will be no good. But we pass like the chachamim, and we say that we won't say kolay the lisukas sarif. We only say ketusim after shiur. It's a dim that kilu it doesn't have the shiur. So meila, as I state in the round. Stipler has a problem with this Ran and Ritva with the Torah's Git. Stipler is a Mesech Tesukah Simen Chavhei. He has a piece on Ketusim Ech Teshura. And he brings another Shaila by Ketusim Ech Teshura. We had a Mishnah Psachim, Daf Yudalit, that you're allowed to burn Truma Temeya and Truma Tahira together, if it's chametz on Pesach, you're allowed to burn it together. Even though when the truma tameya touches the truma tahira, it's metamit. It's not allowed to be metama truma. So the Mishnah says a chiddush that afal became smutter because since you have to burn it anyway, it's chametz on Pesach. So what if the truma tahira becomes tameh? Who cares? Truma tameya, you know, why can't you be metama truma? Because you're being ma'abed it, you're causing it to be destroyed. If it has to be destroyed anyway, because it's chametz, ein nafkamina. So this is a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mishnah of Chananya Skanakayanim, is that you're allowed to burn Truma Temeya, Truma Torah together on Pesach, even though the Temeya is Metama the Torah, it doesn't matter. It's a state Mishnah. The Shara Melech is the Kash. He says, 1 minute. To be metame, something needs a shear of a kebaya. Eichlin is only metame if it's a kebaya. That's why you wash your tefillos yadayim only if you're eating a kebaya of bread. Because the shear, there's a shear, tumas eichlin. If you have a small piece of eichlin that's less than the shear, it's not metame. So frek the shayar melech, how could you say that truma temeya, especially chametz truma temeya, is metamei ketusei mechteshira? It's missing the shira. It doesn't have a kebaya. So how could you say truma temeya chametz is metamei truma tahira? In order for it to be metamei, it has to have a shira. We have a klal that ketusei mechteshira, something that you have to destroy. So yeah, now you have to destroy. Here you have to destroy it for two reasons: chametz and it's truma temeya. So what are you worried about? How can it be metame? It's missing the share of a kebaya. What should be the difference? This is about shira. Is a halacha from Sinai that kilu. It's what about truma tameya? What about truma tameya? You just answer because the Taka says al truma tameya, doesn't say al chametz. But anyway, what about al truma tameya? It's also. It is truma tameya. The truma tameya is going to be the time of the truma tahir. How could that truma tameya be matane? It's also about the. And the fact that it's tameh.
I never
have an argument.
See,
what?
How do you ever have anything tameh then? It automatically doesn't have a shear, then it doesn't have a.
It becomes tameh. It can be the tameh of other things. No, cholin, that's tameh, you're allowed to eat. There's no condition that's a shear, it's not a shear, no. It's only truma tameh. So maybe it could never be tameh anything else. It itself could become aser. To become aser.
It becomes aser, it doesn't have a shear anymore, so then it doesn't have a.
It could become. If later on it'll be mevatel, it can't be mevatel. Anyway, the Teretz Gittin says the Teretz. It's the biggest side in Ketusei Mechteshira. That it's not pshat Ketusei Mechteshira that it's like it's disappeared, like it's shrunk. It's not touch Ketusei Mechteshira. Ketusei Mechteshira is pshat. It's like it's chopped up. Ketusei Mechtes, pounded. It's chopped up. If you have a lulav that's 4 tefachim long, Why is it possible? Ketusim after Shiura. What does Ketusim after Shiura mean? Dr. Tereskin, it doesn't mean it shrunk and it's less than the shear. It means it's chopped up. It's like it's ground up. You still have the whole thing. But it's all like, it's like ashes. It's like it's broken up. Ketusim after Shiura does not mean it shrunk, which is the way I guess you would learn the Gemara Pashin. It means it's like it's chopped up. It's like it's broken up. And once it's broken up, it's possible because lulav has to be shalem. It has to be complete. It's not complete. So it's missing in the shear means it's not one piece that's for tfachim. Ketusim after shear means it's broken up. It's chopped up. This is the site of the Torah's Gittin. And even though it sounds like a big chiddush, there are many achrayim neman like the Torah's Gittin, that's the ikar pshat ketusim after shear. I think there's a Rambam. It's actually the Tosfos in Erev and Daf Pei. It says Alechi shel Asheira is kosher. If you have at the edge of your mavoi, you're putting up an eruv, and the stick, the lechi, is made out of the wood of an Asheira. It's kosher. I ketusim after shira. I it needs to be 10 tefachim tall. Ketusim after shira. It's yisurei ana. How could you use a piece of wood of Yisurei Anah for a lechi? So Tosfos, that Peyam and Beis, says what's really in Tosfos Gittin, as you say, that it's taka ketusim after shiur, it's like it's broken up. But a lechi that's made out of a lot of small pieces of wood, if you go to the wall and you knock in a bunch of small pieces of wood, 10 tefachim high, it's also kasher. There's no thickness, there's no, it could be many pieces in height. So there's no problem. Why? Because ketusim after shiur means it's not shalem. It doesn't mean it doesn't have the shear. Because it's not complete. That is the yisoid of the Torah's Gittin. What? Daf Pei Amud Beis. In Erevin. Erevin. So, that's the Torah's Gittin's finish. Freck, the stipler, what does he ask? Huh? What does he ask? Let's figure this one out. Watch for from our Gemara. The Ran asked, you should say Ketusim after Shiura by a get on Yisurei Anah. And he answers, a get doesn't need a shiur, so there's no problem. Does a get have to be one piece? Could it be two pieces of paper? So we're going to have a drasha that you need sefer echad v'loy beis v'gimel svarim. A get does have to be one piece. If you write a get half on one piece of paper, half on another, it's not kosher. It could be two columns on one piece, but it can't be two pieces of paper. So if so, we should take ketusim after shiura here, even though it doesn't need a shear, but it needs to be shalem. Put them together. But ketusim after shiura means in the eyes of halacha, even though it looks like it's one, in the eyes of halacha it's not shalem.
The problem is that it's chopped up, so it means that it's missing because it has to be shalem. So if you put it simply back together, it's shalem.
So why is the lulav no good?
Because you can't put it back together.
Why can't you put it? It's one big lulav, just in the eyes of halacha it's broken out.
You can't put it back together.
Yeah, but here, you can't put it back together because the minute you put it back together, it's like the broken. Because it's Yisurei Anah, all Yisurei Anah, the Torah's Gittin says, is like it's chopped up.
Not
of course,
paper.
It's a safer echad. Safer echad. Amar Rachman of Leish Naim Shloshes Svarim. We're going to have it the other day.
Yeah, I think
it could be chashashes there too. But lamaisa, there is such exams
a kasa. Very have two pages, and you're right. So
two columns. Two pages. Okay. We have to see. It could be considered safer echad if it's all together. But the mice and the kasha is a shtaka kasha. Mice is a shtaka kasha. What? Two same after shira. The shira is broken up.
Doesn't
say it's not there for the loss.
Doesn't it? No, I'm saying it doesn't.
So why is it different? Why is it different than Truma Tameya? The Truma Tameya is saying it has a shear, it's just broken full pieces. truma, then it's right. And here, if you have a puree of a get, not folded, chopped up, it's broken up. That's no problem. Shefer of Yisurei Anos, this isn't at the Shura. Folded Shefer, it would be possible to fold, wouldn't be possible. Because it broke into pieces, not Shalom. So the stipler asked this Kasha. There's a Mahalach to answer. It's somehow not such a sad. The Kasha is a stronger Kasha than the Teretz. I don't know. To see if we can find an answer. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, for tomorrow, we're going to finish up Yisurei Anos and start the Sugya Chakika. I want to tell you, you'll find very interesting, the Gemara of Agai, the Kippah V'Anduchteri, Ramesh's Truva. I mentioned to you was last week, you know, on Shabbos, you're allowed to take letters and write a letter to your mother. Let's say Shabbos afternoon, you want to write a letter where you're going. So you can take different letters and put it on the table and spell out a name. So some people were very surprised if it's Ulachat Philip. In the Gemara of Kippah V'Anduchteri, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, and I think it's Aruch Chaim Chelek Aleph. I don't know the siman, but look in the back, the Mafteach, by Gittin Kof. His tshuva on the Inyan, on this Inyan of putting letters together, at least the first, he has more than one tshuva, is based on partly on this Gemara.